This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome to the Evil Never Dies podcast. This is our midweek episode, and it's also our Valentine's episode. And Brett actually requested that I do a Bullet for my Valentine album. Now, Bullet's one of the more newer heavy metal bands that I listen to. Actually, first song I ever heard of theirs was called Waking the Demon. And I used to play that song prior to working at Moxley Manor Haunted House. Put some light on here where you can see a little better. Yeah, I have a few notes for tonight. So we haven't covered Bullet for My Valentine. They're sort of a metalcore, old school metal thrash band. They get a lot of shit that they don't deserve for being a newer band. A lot of these old school metal fans won't give the bands from the late 90s and early 2000s a chance, which is sort of sucks, but Bullet's a great band. They formed in 1998. They're from Wales. Their lead singer, Matthew Tuck, he played rhythm guitar also, and Michael Paget also played Padge. If I can say his name, I can't get these Welsh names right. They call him Padge. He's lead guitar, and they form the band. There's been several members on bass and drums and whatnot. Band started under the name Jeff Killed John, doing cover songs. Weirdly enough, they were covering Nirvana and Metallica. So yeah, what a weird combination, unless you think of the fact that the Black Album and Nirvana were sort of going at the same time. They later renamed themselves Bullet for My Valentine and changed their style. It was more influence, they said, from Metallica, old Metallica, Maiden, Slayer. And their debut album came out in 2005. It was called The Poison. But tonight we're going to concentrate on album number 3, which is called The Fever. Probably my favorite album of these guys. It's a very dark album, a lot of dark, depressing lyrics, which I enjoy. A lot of slower songs on this album than they've done before. A little bit more sort of speed metal, I think, as well. So this is sort of a change of style for Bullet from what they were doing on the first two albums. So Fever. It was recorded, let's get the numbers here, in the Document Studio. They actually recorded part of it in California and the other part in the Monroe Valley Studio in Wales. So they recorded in Wales and California. It was recorded April through December of 2009, so it was a long session. It took them a while to get there, and it finally came out on April 26th of 2010. It's on the Sony Music label, or Sony, I guess that's, I think, I don't know what Sony Music's label is actually called. I don't have the CD with me. I'd have to dig for it. A lot of my newer bands I've got in a different pile. I say newer. This album's almost 12 years old, but it's still new to me. It was produced by a man named Don Gilmore. Let's go over the players, the personnel. So Bullet for My Valentine on this album, Matthew Tuck, lead vocals, rhythm guitar, a lot of intro guitars, a lot of outro guitars, did some guitar solos, played some acoustic, actually played the piano on a couple things, and was actually uncredited playing bass. So Matthew Tuck is really the kind of the mind behind Bullet for My Valentine. Along with Padge, Michael Paget, their lead guitar player. He likes to be called Page. Drums is Moose, Michael Thomas. Very good drummer. Very old school metal drummer. He does a lot of double bass kick drum. And credited for bass is Jay James and backing vocals. Although it says he didn't perform on the album. I guess Matt Tuck played all the bass. So let's see. We had a bunch of engineers. And it was mastered by Tom Ted Jensen. He has like several names in there, I guess. So we will go over a little bit of the recording of this album and the style of it, because there's a lot to this thing. So excuse me, I have an itch in the beard. I don't know what's going on there. I look red tonight because I have all my Valentine red lights going. So I have a red tinge to me. Plus I have an ear infection. So yeah, it's sort of one of those weeks. Okay. So they entered the studio in 2009 in April with Don Gilmore, who was known for working with a band called Good Charlotte and Linkin Park. So they canceled some tour dates to continue recording. They took a little bit of time off during the recording session to do some touring, including the 2009 Mayhem Festival. So that's why the recording session lasted long. They actually took some breaks. That makes more sense. They included a couple new songs into the set list to see what the reception was. Following the tour, they went back to Ireland and finished the recording. So Matt Tuck said they wanted to do something fresh and exciting, but still be them. Having Don Gilmore was a very conscious decision. We didn't want him to change us as musicians, just help with the vocals and get the best performance out of them. And I believe he did, because this is a really good performance. So they worked to do a little bit of different vocal lines, but they wanted to keep themselves bullet. The main objective on the album was to please themselves rather than pleasing other people and critics. I think Bullet got a lot of crap from critics over the years and a lot of metal fans, which was unjust. So I think this time I understand they were trying to just say, hey, we are what we are. If you don't like us, middle fingers at you. So a little bit of experimenting and some new techniques and a little bit of a different sound. It was more of a thrash metal sound on Scream, Aim, and Fire. They kind of abandoned that and went for a more heavy metal sound, I think, this time around, and a little bit less screamo. Lyrically, I think it's more emo than metal, because like I said, it's pretty dark, depressing lyrics. So let's go over the track list and then we'll go over the charts. There's several editions of this. There was an iTunes pre-order bonus. There was a UK tour edition. We're going to talk about the standard edition. Track one, Your Betrayal. They actually said that this was the last song they wrote for the album. So sort of a surprise for them that it became the opening song. Your Betrayal is, basically about a bad relationship. Somebody betrayed their love, and this song is all about it. Dark lyrics, heavy song. One of my favorite songs on the album, actually. My camera seems out of focus, so maybe you ought to go listen to it on podcasts and not watch YouTube this week. I don't know. Song two, track two, is Fever. Fever was actually... it was one of the singles. They did a radio edit of the song. The Last Fight is track three, and it's sort of what it sounds like. It's about pretty much kind of a final fight in a relationship, and that's the end of it. Another real intense, pretty heavy song. Track four, A Place Where You Belong. This is more of a ballad, and it's very... again, pretty sad, dark song. Too late, too late. I never said goodbye. Now I'm wasting away in my own misery. I hope you finally found a place where you belong. It could be about losing someone to death, or it could be a relationship. With Bullet, you'd never know. Track five is Pleasure and Pain. It's pretty much what it sounds like. Not my favorite song on the album. Sort of just a throwaway. Track six is Alone. This is one of the more complex songs on the album. A lot of double bass kick drum, a lot of guitar riffs. One of the heavier songs on it. Again, it's a dark song. It's about hating somebody. You will die and rot alone. So it's an anger song. Lots of anger. Track seven is Breaking Out, Breaking Down. Typical Bullet song. Track eight is probably my favorite song, maybe besides Waking the Demon. And that is Bittersweet Memories. Sort of a softer song. Again, it's not, I wouldn't really call it a ballad. Lyrically, it's got some good lyrics. We're gonna go over a few of these lyrics on Bittersweet Memories. You turn me off at the push of a button, and you pretend that I don't mean nothing. I'm not a saint, that's easy to tell, but guess what? You ain't no angel. You like to scream and use words as a weapon. Well, go ahead and take your best shot. I want to leave, but it's not that easy. So, rip my pictures from your wall. Tear them down and burn them all. Light the fire and walk away. There's nothing left to say. Take the ashes from the floor. Bury them just to make sure there's nothing left of me but bittersweet memories. I love it. It's dark stuff. I still love my depressing music sometimes when I get in down moods. It helps me a lot. And Bittersweet Memories is definitely on my top 10 list. And it's probably my second favorite Bullet for My Valentine's song. When Brett ain't here, I don't think I can talk right. I'm used to him being the one that mumbles words, not me. Sorry, Bubba. Track 9 is Dignity. Track 10 is Begging for Mercy. Track 11 is Pretty on the Outside. Those are songs I don't listen to too often. There was The Last Fight, an acoustic version. It was on the Apple iTunes pre-order. The UK version had a couple live songs. It had Fever, The Last Fight, and Bittersweet Memories. There's a Japanese bonus track version, which had a couple of other songs from the Scream Aim and Fire Deluxe Edition. So, and there was a tour edition that had some live stuff. Lots of different versions of this. I think I have the US tour edition on CD. It's got, again, some bonuses. So, where did this album do? It sold really well. It was a big hit for these guys. Let's see where we are on the charts. Where'd it go? Well, I know for a fact this thing sold about like 400,000 copies. So it would have ended up going close to gold. Did well on the charts. Number one on the U.S. rock album charts. It was number one on the alternative charts. Number three on the U.S. Billboard album charts. Number one in the U.K. metal album. So this thing was number one everywhere. Number one top hard rock album. So this was a big hit for Bullet. Year-end charts, it came in at 168 on Billboard. So it made the top 200 of the year. So that's impressive for a metal band and this day and age. The tour, let's go over the tour a little bit. I need to look at my notes on that one. They almost played 120 shows on this tour, primarily playing with Escape the Fate, another band that's sort of like Bullet. They're a little bit more emo to me. I did not see them on this tour. I saw them the next one. I've seen Bullet twice now. It's a very intense show. Lots of mosh pitting, a lot of crowd surfing. I actually had to punch a dude and go to the back and stand by the sound equipment at one show because, yeah, I'm too old for that kind of travesty now. I really, really am. So, what else do we got about Fever? Let me go ahead and rate this. I'm going to give this an album of of a four, a rating of a four or five. Some of the songs on this I listen to all the time over and over again, and they mean a lot to me. It's my favorite album from Bullet by far. So we'll give it a... Give it high ratings, and I definitely recommend it. If you're into old school metal, you should give this band a chance if you haven't already. Some of their newer stuff, they've kind of lost their way, but these first three albums were great. The fourth album was good. Waking the Demon is my favorite song. I used to play that thing all the time, going into Moxley Manor to play the demon. But that is our midweek episode, Fever by Bullet for My Valentine. And lots of credit to Matt Tuck. Great dude. Great guy. Good band from Wales. And that is how I'm going to end this. I know this was sort of thrown together, but like I said, I've been kind of fighting an ear infection. And I had grandkids all weekend. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be back with some other albums that are actually on my list, not that Brett requested. So, Brett, this one's for you. That's all I got. Check us on social medias. You were not hard to find, as Brett always says. If you don't like this, leave a bad review, and I don't care. I don't care. That's it. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll talk to you on Sunday, and I have no idea what Bubba has planned. Isn't that scary? Stay evil.